Some things they can take you.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Their hawk-tailed deer hunter likes to keep me cool in the hot breeze summer. Likes to push me on his green John Deere mower. I know you wish you had a man like him, it's such a bummer. When I met him, like an arrow, like a bird in the heart, like a sparrow in the dark. Snap, crackle, pop. Definitely voodoo, everything that you do. Did you know exactly how magical you are? Whoopsie daisy, you yelling I love you out to my white feather hawktail deer hunter. Take my hand off the stove and yeah, well, your dinner's almost done. Whoopsie daisy, you I imagine you do know how absolutely wonderful that you are. He's my white feather hawk-tailed deer hunter. Before I met him, wore a bow over 3 summers. Now it's a ribbon round my neck and it's cherry color. I just been baking, waiting on a spirit hunter. I got a nicotine patch for the summer. Yeah, I'm a ghost, doesn't mean I feel nothing. Put it on my ass, no tan line summer. I love my daddy, of course we're still together. But it's been 3 summers. I know it's strange to see me cooking for my husband, but it's positively voodoo, everything that you do. Did you know exactly how magical you are? Whoopsie daisy, you yelling I love you out to my white feather hawktail deer hunter. Take my hand off the stove and whoopsie daisy, you, I imagine you do know how absolutely bad I'm with an oven. Whoopsie daisy, do you think it's okay? Whoopsie daisy, to pass the sugar cane. Yikes, like maybe should've saved for a friend. Stick with baking daisies for Instagram. Whoopsie daisy, do you think it's okay? Whoopsie daisy, to pass the sugar cane.
Del Rey here on the jukebox with some brand new music, White Feather Hawk, Tail Deer Hunter. I'm in awe of Lana Del Rey in every possible way. Her vocals, the way that she chooses to produce her songs, it's pretty amazing. Have you heard the song from that movie with Angelina Jolie, Maleficent? They redid the original tune from the cartoon and it's unbelievable. Anyway, sorry, I digress. Lana Del Rey with White Feather Hawk, Tail Deer Hunter, brand new music from her, right here on the jukebox. And now, some more new music. I got a sneak peek of this song a couple weeks ago when my friend Donna Merrow sent me an email asking me if I would check it out. And I did, and I started dancing. And then I sent a video to him of me dancing to the song, and he posted it. How embarrassing is that? But I was wearing a fur coat, so I feel redeemed. Don't worry, it wasn't a real fur coat. That's cruel to cite the bare naked ladies. Here is Don Amaro with his brand new track, Survivor.
face and your eyes can't be lying. When you look at me that way, they say, come close, this ain't easy. Believe me, I know what you're feeling. You're reeling from the heartbreak. It's just another test of your faith. Survivor, you've been down this road before, you're a fighter. When your spirit fell to pieces, yeah, you revived her. So hold on, hold on, survivor. I've seen you slay a dragon and find your way back home. Seen you stand up to the giants, leave them shaking in their bones, baby. Come close, this ain't easy.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Shoulder, all you can see are the pilot lights.
Oh, by far one of my favorite musical acts on the planet. That's Dire Straits. Down to the Waterline, the song that starts off their debut album released on the year that I was born, 1978. Sam Fender is also on the show. Rain Me In with Olivia Dean. I love that he has teamed up with Olivia Dean. That's so incredible. And guess what? One of our very own wonderful songwriters was on the road with Sam Fender in England for a couple shows. The very wonderful and talented Ken Yates. I've played him here on the jukebox a couple times, and that reminds me, he's got new music, so I'm going to play him real soon as well. He is a huge talent, and so is Sam Fender. Alberta Cross, also from across the pond, with brand new music, My Heart's Desire. I love conversing with this guy. He's really cool. And got to actually open up a couple of shows for Oasis. A pioneer of the Black Americana country rock and roll movement, Amethyst Kai is on the show with a tune called Black Myself from the album Wary and Strange, released in 2021. I ran into her at Americana Fest, which was a few years now. She's from Johnson City, Tennessee, so not too far from Nashville. And here is my good friend, Mikhail Laxton. His song is awesome. He co-wrote it with Aspects. They're both living in the Ottawa area. Mikhail is originally from Australia and has been in Canada for the last, I'd say, decade. Could be wrong, but I'm thinking, well, that's how long I've known him, so I'm hoping I'm right. Maybe longer, maybe shorter. But anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Here is Mikhail Laxton with his song Dirty, right here on the jukebox.
How can something so good feel like
is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Ooh, hey, hey. Ooh, hey, hey.
I wish I knew these things when I was young. just gone so long. We take whatever we can to get the reason back. So please don't rein me in. Don't rein me in. Please don't rein me in. I'm working myself up to a nice warmness. All my memories of you in like tinnitus. If I stop, it's just pain.
Nothing brave than walking alone. Love in exile is nowhere to go, so come on home. Don't run away from my tenderness. You're so afraid of that.
It's incredibly challenging to spot a Connecticut warbler. It's not that the bird is especially rare or its range is especially narrow. It isn't restricted to rugged, remote wildernesses. This relatively big, slow-moving warbler just keeps a low profile, whether it's nesting in the boreal forests, wintering in the forests of South America, or migrating between the two. The best way to track down a Connecticut warbler is by listening for its loud and distinctive song. But even singing birds on the breeding grounds can be tricky to spot. Observers in the North Woods of Minnesota regularly find themselves swatting black flies for an hour or more before seeing so much as a brief glimpse of this bird as it struts across the forest floor. When it does perch deep in a small spruce or tamarack to sing, the Connecticut warbler carefully conceals itself before making a peep, and even the call itself makes it hard to pinpoint the bird. It often sounds like the bird is calling from low in a tree, when it's actually perched high in the crown. It takes more than a little luck for intrepid birders to train their binoculars on this songbird. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.